Solo here, and previously on Half Party. We took a little walk, took a gander, had a little compass malfunction, and the compass got back in order. We found some goblins. I followed Merrick in this situation, and Merrick said, hey, go ahead and talk to him, so I felt like I should say some words to him. We talked to the goblins for a bit, then we decided to take a little jog, just for our health. So we took a jog with the goblins behind us, jogging for their health. Everybody's jogging very healthy. Then we went to the mystical forest of Sololand. Sololand's mystical forest had some magic trees. They grabbed me. They grabbed me very gently. And they shot put me into the ocean, lake, water. Then the drain system grabbed me. And the drain system pulled me under, but I was lucky enough to punch really hard.
Punch that drain.
And then we took a nap. Did I leave anything out?
No, nailed it, 100%.
Got it in one.
Everybody, welcome to Half Party. I'm Bjorn Falk, your DM. And with me, as always, I have Daniel Diagnov.
Hello.
And Justin Smith.
Howdy.
It's a pregnant pause. Is this an announcement of sorts?
Aye. We don't have one. We don't have an announcement.
Oh.
Oh, I do have an announcement.
What's up?
You just said you didn't have an announcement.
No, I have one.
Oh,
do you have
I'm going to look directly at the camera. I want them to know that I'm looking directly
viewers,
at the camera.
Right.
The viewers. The viewers know, like I know they can't see the podcast,
right.
But through my voice I want to envelop them with the idea that I am looking directly at the camera.
Okay.
And I want to lean forward.
You lean in.
And I want to say, Joey, that was a beautiful piece of fan art. Just gorgeous.
Oh yeah, we should also
the attention to detail.
It's amazing.
It's look, the way, like, my little halfling body fell from the sky right next to Merrick's longer body. Longer. it was very apparent how long it was.
Merrick
beautiful.
Is taller than Solo.
And listeners, if you're out there, my left fist silence needs some fan art. Let me tell you what.
I don't know if we can ask them for fan art.
Like, please give me.
You're right, right. We can't ask. We can beg. We can beg, just like we're begging for rates, reviews, and subscribes.
Solo needs some fan art. Not Solo. Sorry, his fist, his left fist.
Pop up gets a fist.
Pop pop.
If the way you talk about it knows that you're not ready for it. yeah. Thanks, Joey. Thanks, Joey.
That was
for
pretty
that
awesome.
Art.
That's the only announcement I've got.
That's great. Justin, you got anything?
Not to follow that.
There's really no way that I can follow that. Maybe at the break I'll have something.
Okay. I've got an announcement. My movie, it's called Infinity War, is coming out pretty soon.
your movie.
Yeah. I play the role of Thor, and I look a lot like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, me too, actually.
That's not that far off.
I mean, I'm the same, though. I'm also Thor.
We
both played Thor.
We both played Thor. He was on my shoulders.
Wow.
It's really good camera work.
It's beautiful.
You can't tell.
You cannot tell.
Yeah. Lots of training goes into
it. I played Captain America?
Wow.
Wow, that's impressive. We didn't know you were there. That's insane.
Well, because we would always shoot on different days. Oh, yeah, I remember my other announcement. Can we do my announcement right now?
Yeah.
Justin Smith here with a great announcement for www.half-party.com. We have our t-shirt winners for the RSS answer from way back in episode one, and we're recording this now. Austin Meek and Kate Hazard got different answers. Both are there, that real simple sensation.
Alrighty, boys.
Here we go.
You guys wake up in the morning after passing a safe sleep night.
Fully rested.
And immediately I want to go, Merrick!
What?
Merrick.
Yeah.
I just had the strangest dream.
What happened?
My fist.
Silence.
I.
Yeah.
Spoke.
Well, that's really weird because it's called silence.
It's called silence, and he spoke to Modama.
Oh, Modama. I think it was actually Josiah Mortimer, but I feel like Modama was the way to go.
Modama is the word that came out of silence.
That's what your fist said to you in your dream. Was...
I wasn't there. It was my fist and Modama.
Hold on. Can we just get some coffee or something and just...
I'm going to forget the whole dream. I'm going to forget the rest of it.
Okay, quick, go. Get it out.
He said there is a secret entrance. That's his Modama voice, like, a secret entrance. You know, very regal. I am Modama. And he said, a secret entrance to the goblin caves.
I want to be clear.
Aye.
The fist said this, or Modama was in your dream. So in the dream, your fist was just, and then there's big Modama, majestic centaur. And
beautiful.
And this conversation happened, and you were just like third person out of it.
Aye, you know how dreams are.
Over the shoulder view.
Exactly.
Great. So, secret entrance, goblins.
Aye.
Where?
Was that it? Yeah.
Oh, no. He said, by the rocks where the sky meets the ground.
So, like, the horizon?
I don't know, you know.
That's what the dream said.
Yeah. Aye, the dream doesn't know what it's saying. You know, it's all up in there. I'm asleep, like...
Mary chimes in. If you go back to sleep, could you find better directions?
Aye. And I lay back down and close my eyes while you...
Yeah, but this is great.
She turns to you and she pours a cup of coffee and goes, here.
Oh, thanks so much.
Yeah.
It's always nice that she gets up early.
It's so much better when the shenanigans start at 7:30 and not 7.
What is that? Is that the fresh smell of waking up? Something, I don't know, it smells so good.
It's in my cup.
It's morning in my cup.
It's fantastic.
Copyright infringement. Oh, it was the best part of waking up. That's what it was. It wasn't just something. It was the best part of waking up. It's just this joy in my cup. So you told him to go back to sleep, but I think he's got a good idea. Now that he mentioned it. Modama did say something about some secret passage or something. I just completely forgot.
You guys know about a secret passage?
Ah!
Solo, wake up.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Where am I?
It's here, coffee.
You're fine. Oh. You just fell asleep a few minutes ago.
And boy, let me tell you, it was a journey.
Well, we'll skip it.
And Solo's going to drink his coffee.
So, there was someone who told you about a secret entrance?
Yeah, the king of the centaurs. Well, I guess he was a shaman. We kind of got out of centaur land quite fast.
Aye.
We were going to get a little bit of more information from this really nice one named Al.
But Merrick had to use the restroom.
I just thought that this, you know, in hindsight, I do think we could have probably waited a little longer and used that whole bathroom break at any time. I think I may have rushed it.
You may have.
Mary, you're not even there.
Mary, we just met you in the woods.
Why the fuck would you weigh in on something like that, Mary? Like, I'm opening myself up and saying, yeah, I might have made a mistake. And you're just, we just met you.
You're just nail on the head, Mary. He's got feelings.
I just wanted to let you know, I'm a straight shooter.
Mary.
Literally and figuratively.
There it is. It's early, folks. It's early in the podcast,
but there it is. He took it this time.
Straight shooter.
The award goes to Bjorn on that
Bjorn,
one.
Bjorn, week five.
Week five, great joke.
Nailed it. Secret path.
Aye. Yeah, there's one.
Do you know where?
Not a fucking clue.
Rocks and sky.
Aye, my dream said it was where the rocks meet sky, but...
I think... Did you just make that part up, though?
Aye, I mean, the dreams make things up, you know? I don't have a floating fist, Merrick. Like, but, of course it was made up.
But do ya?
Hi. And I look at my left fist and just kind of like get lost for a moment. Mm-hmm. And just give it a gentle kiss. You know, like good morning, a good morning kiss.
Right. You want to be sweet to your fists in the morning. Don't want to wake them up too quickly.
Hi.
As well, I do think that there are some mountains. Could you maybe been thinking of mountains up towards the north?
Aye, maybe to my fist, rocks were mountains.
But does the goblin chasm go up near the mountains? We had no, I mean, everyone's got their own specific territory in this land.
Can we all, like, turn and look? Can we look where that chasm was?
Yeah, way off over the fields, you see fields. You don't see the chasm.
Aye. We see fields. Do we see any mountains, rocks?
Up towards the north, you see what looks like some peaks far off distance. There's
mountains, majesty.
Yeah, not really majestic. Right. It's kind of mountains.
All right,
just like regular mountains that look like they need to be punched.
Yes, punchable mountains. Punchable mountains. It's a great reference that everyone, I'm sure, gets.
Was that a reference?
Punchable mountains.
Is that like from the movie 23, 21?
23-21, yes.
23-21, actually, there is a scene in which the team gets together and punches mountains.
Yeah, they find 23 mountains and punch them all.
I never saw
and make 21 piles of dirt. It's weird how the math works out there.
My bad.
It's very strange.
I'm sorry.
And that's when you're like, conspiracy.
I'm amazed that Justin has never heard of this, because the viewers are just going to be like, Justin, what?
How do you not know about the mountain punching scene?
What?
The penultimate gift of cinema to the world.
Oh, it's beautiful.
What was the ultimate? If this is the one before, thank you.
Well, this was the sequel. It's actually the only sequel that surpassed the prequel.
All right, there's mountains up to the north of where you guys are, and Mary looks at you guys and says, "Well, what if we make our way up there and circle around, and if we don't find anything, we come down at the chasm from the north."
That's fine. I was also thinking that if we happen to run into a patrol, maybe we don't mess it up like I did last time, and we ambush them, and then we can get their gear.
Hey, this may be rare, but I think I've got an idea.
Oh, really?
You've always got ideas, Solo.
You've got great ideas.
And I pull out this piece of paper, and on that piece of paper is the goblin writing from the goblin that I killed and took his paper.
Right. Yes.
If there's a patrol coming, I think if I write this on the ground, it'll make them stop and read it.
But why?
Because they'll be looking down, reading, going, "Why's these words on the ground?" And then we take their stuff.
I want to make fun of you, but I don't have a better idea.
I mean, we could just hide in the bushes and jump out.
While they're reading.
We could also Solo just like pretend to be dead on the ground.
No, we did dead Solo. Like, that was fun and all, but, remember you
I
got me hit.
I could pretend to be dead, then.
Oh, no, who's going to carry you?
No, I'm just going to lay on the ground.
Ugh.
Hmm.
That's,
One way to do it.
I mean, I guess that's better than my notes, you know?
We don't know if every goblin can read.
What? I mean, it's goblin language. Like, it's
But we don't know if they're all literate.
You don't think
we don't know about goblin school systems?
If one out of four goblins were walking down, that one of them would be able to read? You think all four of them are illiterate?
You know what?
That's really mean.
Give me a few minutes. I'd like about 5 minutes. I'll be right back. And I just walk away.
Morning constitution.
I walk away, and Merrick walks towards the north. And Merrick just writes in the ground, probably about like 1 foot tall letters, "Go fuck yourself." But he does it like in three rows, and he's going to see if they stop and read it. Okay. So that's what Merrick does while they think he's pooping. And he goes, "All right, that was great. We're ready to head north."
Did you wipe?
Of course.
With the magic trees, you think? I think that's a little offensive.
I don't know if we've got to be talking about my poop stuff.
I'm just saying, like, you went off to poop.
Yeah, I did, but I don't know if we need to be talking about it in front of Mary.
Mary, I'm just saying, wouldn't it be a little weird if you used the magic trees to wipe with?
I'm not particularly concerned
with
his
wiping
technique.
Didn't go poop by the magic trees. They picked you up and threw you. You think I'm going to be sitting there with my arse hanging out?
So what'd you wipe with? The long grass?
No, we have... the kit. It's not like we're just heathens out here. It's not like we're getting into fantasy poop. That's not what the listeners are here for.
Aye.
That's a different genre of podcast.
Yeah, keep your shit together. Don't laugh about what you're bringing up. I mean, yeah, our characters poop and eat all the time, but are we really going to make our listeners listen to that? Is that what they're... Oh, did he roll for a dexterity check to see if he caught any scat on his hand? No. We just assume it happens.
We assume that you got a scat on your hands.
No, we assume that the poop is regular and we're just doing it. Like, it's, are we going to talk about cholera?
I mean, it's...
Dysentery?
It's something we could be worried about, like centaur dysentery. Could be different than normal dysentery.
So you guys pack up camp.
Yeah.
And begin to make your way north. Solo, could you please give me a perception check? And I'll do one for Mary.
Yeah, that's a seven.
As you guys are making your way north, you, Merrick, are basically waiting for this.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see if this plan will fucking work.
And you see Solo, who's whistling as he's walking and kind of enjoying it, and Mary, who's paying attention to the tree line and making sure that there's no patrols coming after you guys, both of them step on the words as they go
right
over them.
So as soon as they stop, as soon as they step by, I'm like, all right, stop, you foot tards. Turn around.
Excuse me. Yeah?
Yeah. Did anyone notice my trap that I laid for you?
And I immediately jump in the air. Like, I just, like, do a little... legged hop because I don't want the ground to be...
Look here. Look at the ground. There's words. Can you read those words, Solo?
Yourself fuck go.
Why'd you do it upside down?
No, the goblins are not going to be able to read it if it's upside down.
You
there.
Didn't even notice it was on the ground. It doesn't matter what... It just, come over here and I pick him up. I pick up my little friend and I put him and I turn him so he can see it.
Strength check.
I mean, let's be honest. He only weighs 40 pounds at the most.
That's true.
Dense.
I'll give you advantage.
Thank God, because that was a critical fail. 9 and a 19, which is really an 18 after my negative 1 strength.
Whee! Plopped him right down, and you can see in front of you, Solo, the writing in the dirt.
There you go.
And I go, Merrick, this is good. Like, look at these words right here. This is how we get them.
I don't even understand.
I think Merrick has made his point.
I mean, we could maybe make it a big thing, right, with a rock border and everything, but no one's looking down. Unless there's a body on the ground or a dead centaur or something, or I don't know.
Merrick, will you lay down for a second in front of these words?
No, I'm not going to. We're leaving.
No, I just need to do the double take, and I kind of like walk away
and not
look at them.
I am not laying down.
I'm gonna turn around, Merrick.
No, I'm not. I'm leaving,
Merrick.
Solo.
One.
We gotta seek. Oh, I hate it when you do this, and I lay down.
Three, and I turn around and I go, body, and I run over to it. Go fuck yourself, Merrick. This could work.
That's it. Buys us like another 3/4 to half a second, somewhere in there.
And I'm real close to just go peekaboo. Right?
Oh, that might actually work out really nice for you.
Yeah. But let's
a
be honest.
Sneak attack.
I'd probably just disengage. I would take the dodge action because I don't know how soon you guys will get here, and I'll probably get curb stomped by about 4 of them because I am laying down on the ground.
Yeah, it's not really advantageous. I think the one merit to Solo's plan is that no one is prone when this happens, and then no one also sees it. The merit to Merrick's is that they will definitely stop and definitely kill whoever's
lying.
But
all this doesn't matter because we're going
to
find the secret passage where the sun meets the rocks, right? Or whatever silence and Modama we're talking about.
Right.
Can I get up now, Solo?
Oh, aye. God. I kind of like help him up.
Oh,
thanks.
Thanks.
And you guys begin to make your way north again.
On our way.
Yep. It's a lovely day. Beautiful weather. Kind of warm with a little breeze.
But we're just in tall grass, right?
Yeah. And you guys are staying a safe distance away from this tree line that continues for a while you guys are walking.
Oh, the angry trees?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know how big that patch was. I was thinking more like an oasis patch around that lake, but I get it.
It's a decent-sized version of that, yeah.
Okay.
You guys make your way north, fast-forwarding through the day, circling around, and eventually you do see that these mountains do begin to rise up as you get closer and closer.
Well, look at that. They might be a little majestic.
And they do. They appear a bit more majestic this time.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and roll perception checks.
Right.
Let's do it. That ain't bad. 18.
23 for your homie.
Winner, winner. And Mary chimes in with a 22. You guys have a good feeling for where you're at. Up ahead, you see the beginning of the chasm towards the south as you've started to circle around above it. And then just as you guys are beginning to approach this chasm, just over the hill, you see a strange, dark depression in the hill face. And it looks like there might be something worth investigating.
Merrick, you think we should go investigate that depression in that hill there?
Well, I think that if you're looking at everything else, I think that that's the only thing that really tickles the back of my neck there.
What, Merrick? What is a depression?
Well, it's like a little divot.
Aye, a divot.
Yeah, it's, like a little sunken, like it's right there. That's a
over there.
That's a depression.
A depressed divot. Aye.
Synonyms. Divots. It's
divot
fine.
Synonym. Aye.
All right, I'd like to go investigate.
Start walking towards it.
With that perception check, is there anybody else around? Because we're kind of in goblin territory, right? Because the chasm is near.
You've seen a patrol way, way off in the distance that hasn't noticed you, appears to be just kind of standing, milling about. And you noticed that probably about 20 minutes ago.
All right.
We're keeping an eye on them as you guys made your way around towards the chasm entrance and they haven't paid you any attention.
Right. All right, so let's investigate this to see if this is a secret entrance or not. I mean, luckily, we noticed it.
Yeah, let's see some investigation checks.
Great.
And I'm putting my left hand up against the wall as we do this investigation.
You want to just give me a little bit of help with this? Or I could help Mary. I'm fine helping Mary investigate.
I don't know how to help you. You want me to point at things? Would that help? I'd rather help him.
Stand on that depression and we'll see what happens.
Merrick, that's a wall. Like, you can't stand on it.
Natural 20. Natural 20.
Yeah, mine's just a 14. But my hand was up on the wall. But if I'm helping him and pointing...
There's no wall. It's just a depression in the ground.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking... Like...
Oh, I thought you said it was in a rock face.
No, the rock face is on...
Oh, it's a divot in a ground. You started using the depression word. I had no clue what you were talking about.
So with your natural 20, you are looking around this divot, trying to find any strange formations, maybe a rock, maybe a lever, something that would open this secret passage up. And as you do, you feel your foot step onto a stone and sink a little bit. And as it does, in front of you, the rest of the depression seems to shift downwards a little bit and loosen. As you see that happen, you suddenly feel that you should kind of jump on this stone. And you do. You hop up and down and jump on it. And as your full weight hits this stone, the depression that had started to shrink into the earth a little bit all of a sudden just gives way. And
almost like it was stuck and I just had to loosen it up.
Exactly. And as you do, you see this hole in the ground that looks plenty big enough for the three of you to make your way into it.
All right. I'm going to go first. I'd like to check for traps. I don't think that there are, but I'm going to lead up in front. So if I need to check for traps as we walk through first, and then I'll do a stealth check to get in.
Okay. Let's do a check for trap first, and then we'll...
A mod 20. Mod 20.
Beautiful.
Checking for traps.
You see that there was a trap here that had been designed around keeping people out, but now that you've gone in already, the trap is disarmed.
Is it super dark in here? Are there any type
It's very dark.
Any type of wall sconces or anything like... I know that I've got some light coming in. I've got the dark vision. Do I see anything in this hallway?
You see roots hanging down from the roof of the tunnel, and it does get a bit smaller as you make your way in. You guys will have to go single file. But there's no source of light. It looks like a very crudely dug tunnel in the earth.
All right, guys, come on in. And I'm going to light a torch, and I'm going to hand that torch to Solo, because I feel like our marching order should be me, Solo, Mary. And then I will be about 25 feet ahead in the shadows, because I can use my dark vision to be a little bit further ahead so that if anyone is down there, they can see the light, but they don't anticipate me first.
Should we have a signal if you see something?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Hey, like a code word.
No, we know the code word.
No, I don't think Mary knows the code word.
No, I was just about to tell her, though.
There's a code word?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to tell her?
No,
it's,
I'm holding,
no, it's fine.
I'm holding the torch.
I always want to talk to her too much. Go ahead and tell Mary what it is.
Mary, the code word is stallion.
Stallion?
And I feel bad that I took the phrase from, Merrick.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Right, stallion.
Stallion.
If you hear the word stallion, come a running.
Okay.
If you hear the word scallion, make sure you... I mean, we got to all make sure we're going to agree to enunciate stallion.
Scallion is not the code word,
it's
Mary.
Not the code word.
Stallion.
Stallion. Because if you say scallion...
Is there a situation where you would yell about finding green onions?
Well, yeah, we're underground. Like, where do you think they grow?
You know? And I, like, kind of hold the torch out a little bit to see if there's any onions, you know?
Fair enough. Just be careful with your enunciation. It's an audio medium.
Yes. And let's roll for stealth.
Oh, shit. That's going to be a 22 from Solo.
I can't wait to get a cloak of elven.
But he's also holding a torch, so...
Not super stealthy.
But it looks like a floating torch, you know? Like, I'm holding my body down really low and holding the torch up really high.
You're holding it with, like, two fingers out to the side a little bit.
Right. Like, if I want it to be that if anything was to, like, shoot an arrow at it,
right,
that the thing directly below it or behind it wouldn't be there.
And in fact, I just mage hand the torch. Because I forgot that I have mage hand.
Merrick, what do you have for...
10. I have a 10. I just don't want to talk about it. I mean, it's a 3 plus 7.
Good. The rogue is clumping along. Mage hand is 10 minutes?
I don't know what the concentration is on it. Mage hand. Duration, 1 minute. But it is only a one-action cast, and it's a cantrip. So
it's a cantrip, so you can just keep it up.
The hand lasts for the duration or until you dismiss it as an action. Okay. There you go.
Yeah, how heavy is this torch? Are we doing, like, a super heavy torch?
Come on.
Really dense?
A 10-pound dumbbell? Come on.
I think for purposes of this, while it may be a stretching of the rules, because it sounds like you can only move it 30 feet in a minute, which seems like not a lot of fun. Let's just say it works.
I appreciate that. All right, so we're making our way down the hallway. I'm ahead.
Walking.
We can just scrap that mage hand shit. Fuck.
You're pulling the torch along with the mage hand. You make your way through this tunnel, and it's climbing a little bit, it's dropping a little bit, it's twisting and turning, but all heading in the same general direction. At one point, you see light up ahead. And as you do...
Put the torch out as soon as we see light. Like... Under a bushel. I guess it's got to go out. I don't know how torches really work, but we'll put it out once we see light.
You flick the switch on the torch and it goes out. And I imagine you stealthily will make your way up to the...
I mean, if it's time for a new stealth roll, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great for me.
Cool.
18. 18 on this one.
That's 14.
But you just stay here. I'll just go up. You just stay. Stay back.
No, but I thought maybe you wanted my help.
No, don't.
No, let's just sneak up and maybe
we
both look around the corner.
You're too loud right now.
Oh, no, but I'm not.
Why don't you just go up and do it?
I have.
I'll stay here.
Merrick, you make your way up.
Right.
And you see that this is a section where the tunnel actually has an opening in the cliff face. And as you peek your head out, you see down into the chasm that you guys have been kind of paralleling this whole time.
Oh, okay.
And as you look down, you see a bunch of goblins. You see this honeycomb pattern in the cliff face across from you at the chasm. And there are goblins that are manufacturing things. There seems to be a small goblin market. In total, probably 45 or 50 goblins. They're making quite a lot of noise, and nobody seems like they've noticed you.
Well, and I imagine, like, it's just another, if the other side's honeycomb, this is just another opening in the chasm that not necessarily everyone knows. They don't think about it. It's just like the get out.
It's a small opening in the face of the cliff here that is probably about 9 inches in diameter.
So it's not possible for us to get out of a 9-inch diameter.
No. And it's the tunnel continues on after this hole.
Oh, so it's like a porthole.
Yeah.
Merrick, what do you see?
I quietly go back. Every time you talk to me when I'm stealthed, it makes me insanely irate.
Hey, but like it makes me better at being stealthy.
It makes me want to punch you. I will come back and I will. I promise. Right. I'll come.
And I put my fists up and I'll be like, "You don't want to punch me."
No, I know. It's
boys.
Hey,
there's a goblin market. It's a porthole. Like that's where we can see what's in there. Maybe we can do some studying to see what their patterns are. But there's like at least 50 goblins just right there in their market.
So quiet is the name of the game.
For sure. We go as slow as possible to be as stealthy as possible.
Right.
We got time. I don't think anyone uses this. Like,
Look at that.
Nothing but time.
Look at all the cobwebs in here. Is there like a survival check I can do?
To see how many cobwebs there actually are?
Well, no, just to see how much the terrain's been traversed. Especially when I get to Pat, like right before I go down past the porthole. Obviously, I've made new tracks.
Give me a survival check, please.
That's only an 8.
ESPN 8, the Ocho. It looks like this place is relatively untouched.
Right. The best that I can tell.
Yeah. So as you guys make your way through the rest of the tunnel.
Is it carved or does it feel like it's water? You know what I mean? Like, is it feels like hewn. Somebody hewn
yeah,
it?
Yeah. It looks like somebody dug this out.
Okay.
As you guys make your way through the tunnel, I'm assuming that you reassume your marching order.
Yeah, we'll reassume the order for sure.
You guys make your way down the tunnel, and after 5 more minutes, not a long time, you see opening at the end of the tunnel with this golden-hued light pouring into it.
Solo.
Merrick, we should put the torch out.
I didn't ever light it back.
Oh, I thought you just flicked the button.
No, I was just assuming that he was doing that to make me feel stupid as a DM-player relationship because I didn't know how a torch would be doused or lit.
No, it's fine. You flip the knob on the torch. That's what we got now. This is canon. You have a torch that is a flip-on, flip-off torch.
Well, I'm sorry. In my mind, I was just daydreaming, so I thought the torch was lit.
No, it's fine. I want you to go up and sneak this time.
Really?
I'm going to stay here.
Are you really? Sure? Are you sure that's the best idea?
Of course it
is. Oh, thank you, Merrick.
Of course it is.
And I got a 19.
That's pretty 19. Phenomenal. All right.
Super excited, but stealthy.
Right. You're giddy with stealth.
I want to do my best at being stealthy.
You make your way up towards this light, and you're actually, as you get close to the light, you put your hands on the ground and do kind of this spider walk on the ground, avoiding the actual light, and you get...
I look really ridiculous from back there.
Oh, completely ridiculous.
Oh, but I don't know. I think she just... It looks like that... That chick from the Entrapment movie.
Or The Ring.
But without any lasers.
Well, the light beams are lasers.
But it's just one
Exorcist.
Big laser.
But sure. It don't take this away from him. He got a 19.
He looks ridiculous.
It's one big laser of light. And I'm dodging it.
You're dodging it expertly. And as you get up to the edge of this opening, you can see that you are about 15 feet up. In a room that is a domed room with a beautifully ornate floor. And as you examine the room, roll a perception check.
That's a 15.
Looking at the floor, you see this intricate pattern that doesn't quite repeat. And you start to examine it a little bit and you realize that this floor is made out of different pieces of gold and jewel that have been pressed into... the soil around it. There are small trunks and chests around the edge of the room with various pieces of finery, some candlesticks, because that's a thing, a chandelier. There's a small piano.
Chandelier piano.
There are hundreds and hundreds of different items in this room. All
appear to be... Can you list off a few more?
Pretty fine. There's nice silverware.
Silverware.
There's a beautiful tea serving set.
Tea serving set. Okay.
There's a small Cuisinart blender in the box still.
Submit your fan art to www.half-party.com.
And as you're watching, in walks 4 gnomes. Not gnomes. Goblins.
You want to do that one more time?
In walks
4 goblins.
And I'm sure that they're not gnomes.
And you're definitely sure they're not gnomes.
Aye, 4 goblins.
And they have, in between them, a chest.
One chest.
And they're holding it with the rails, you know, like the Ark of the Covenant.
Right.
Aye.
They're holding it with the rails like the Ark of the Covenant. And behind them, you see one figure. And that figure is about the same size as the other goblins, but he has a massive helmet. The size of half of his body.
Oh, man, that's a big helmet.
And as you're watching them, they make their way into the room and they set this chest down. And they begin to gather various items from around the room. They open up the chest, and inside the chest, there's this dark, swirling, pearlescent mist. And they begin dumping these riches into this chest, and it seems to have an endless appetite for the amount of things they can pour into
it. Oh, no.
And they just start disappearing.
No, like the Cuisinart.
Cuisinart is gone.
No.
Not going to be able to get that rebate.
Hi.
And the candlesticks and the silverware and the tea service set. They get to the piano, and as they do,
not the piano.
They pull out an axe and cut it up into small chunks.
No, and you hear the pating. Oh, no.
I think when I hear that noise, because I can hear that noise, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to stealth up next to him. And I'm
Give me a stealth check.
I'm like, Mary, stay here.
Oh, okay.
I also got a 15.
All right. You make your way up to the edge, and you're
and
on the other side of
this tunnel.
And they're
still making a noise, right? Like, it helps cover me a little bit.
Yes. And you see them, as you make your way up to the edge and kind of peer out, you see the last piece of the piano dumped into this large, ornate chest. And they go back for more. Hey everybody, Bjorn here checking in. I just wanted to give you an update on our plans for world domination. We're a little behind schedule. We had originally planned at this point to have about 1.4 to 1.45 billion podcast listeners. Subscribers, that's the word. And we're just a hair under that. Yeah, if you guys could give us a like, a review, a subscribe, share it with your friends, share it with your estranged relatives, share it with the people that you went to high school with, that would be awesome. As always, I want to say a big thank you to RGB the Band for our intermission and outro music. They do a great job. Check them out. Facebook, SoundCloud, all over the place. They've got a whole bunch more stuff for you guys to check out and give it a listen. Also, big thank you to at Madly My Own, which is Molly Doan, who did our cover art, and that fantastic work will be forever commemorated in all of our 1.45 billion. It'll be forever commemorated. That's about it. Let's get back to the show. Pouring in small chests of rubies and diamonds and emeralds.
All right, I'm going to also... I see the whole scene, and I'm going to... I'm not going to even make eyes at Sol. I'm just going to crawl back to Mary.
What's going on up there?
Okay, so Solo's just watching it. He's just enamored with it, but they are...
He feels really bad. He's watching all of these things just go disappear.
It's a treasure room, but there are four goblins that are just feeding all this treasure into a chest that has this weird swirling mist in it, and there's this goblin with a huge noggin, like a really big old head. Friggin' huge.
Weird.
Do you know, I mean, in all your chip hunting days, have you ever seen a chest with a pearlescent mist in it that eats treasure?
No, I don't know.
Why the fuck are you laughing? This is terrifying.
Well, because you're asking
me. And I come back at this point, because I never saw Merrick come up there, and I'm like, guys, there's this chest, and they keep pouring gold into it, and it just disappears. No,
we're up to speed.
I went up there when they were, how? They were breaking the piano, and it's a rogue thing. Don't worry.
You saw everything?
We were asking Mary about if she's ever seen anything like this in the old chip game that she's running.
Do you see the Cuisinart? I know how much you love smoothies, so I just felt so bad.
Oh, what?
They had a Cuisinart.
You know how I love smoothies.
I know, and I tried to keep the weeping inside. That's why, you know,
they
I'm so enamored.
They destroyed
the Cuisinart.
A Cuisinart?
Still in the box. It was still in the box.
It was brand new.
Yes.
I need to make a constitution check.
Okay.
Because if this goes poorly,
yeah.
Guess who's going out there?
Right.
Guess this is all coming down to the dice.
You're feeling the rage
I'm
of
feeling
this
the
beautiful...
Cuisinart smoothie rage.
Yeah.
I don't know what number you are assigning.
I'm
There's,
giving you...
But there is a number on the dice. Are you ready for me to read it?
I'm ready.
16.
You quell your rage. And bury it deep inside.
I turn to Mary. We're gonna find that fucking Cuisinart.
Let's get it.
All right.
And I start, and I slam my fist together. Like,
I crack his fist. Of course, like, give it down, give it down, give it down.
I. And I do like a softer one, but I'm like, I. You know, back and forth, real slow.
Is it almost like clicking a pen?
It's like clicking a pen, but it's clicking my fists together.
Right, right. Okay, so that I was down there. How big is that opening?
The opening's about a 5-foot diameter hole.
Okay, so
in the wall.
So one at a time.
So we could run just, and jump with rope.
How far down was the ground?
About 15 feet.
Right, Mary, you're going to stay up here. You're better from up here. I can trust your aim.
Okay.
Solo, you're going to take like a diving Arabian leap.
And I crack my left fist as soon as you say that and nod and like continue.
I need you to close that chest. Like, I want you to dive for it to try and close the lid. Okay. Mary, you're going to shoot the goblin with the big old head because I don't think you'll miss. It's really big. Okay. Wait till you see it. It's the size of a melon.
It's just
melon.
Gigantic. It's a melon.
Right.
It's like a goblin.
So you
melon.
Close it, and then you circle back around, and you help with these four. I'll make sure that they're ready for you.
All right.
I'm going to stealth up, and then I'm going to get it ready for him to do the fastball special.
Merrick.
What?
Merrick, no goblin sounds or yes goblin sounds?
When you... Well, no, we need to be as quiet as possible because we don't know where the exit is for this, and we only want four noggins and the bubblehead.
Hey. There is a door to the room.
But it's closed right
we
now?
We have no I didn't know.
It's currently closed.
Because they want to do that in secret. They don't want everybody seeing that they're getting rid of the treasure.
Right.
All right, you ready?
Hey.
Okay, I'm going to stealth up there. Wish me luck.
Hey, boys.
Yes, man.
Stallion.
Hey, Mary, yeah. Mary gets it.
Stallions, Mary.
I raise both fists in the air.
All right.
Game on.
That is a 13 on stealth.
You make your way up.
Okay. Are they, like, do we hear them at all, or is it basically pretty quiet now, like they're almost done?
You hear them. It is getting quieter, right. Though.
So I'm there, and I am now prepped for fastball special to help him... To give him a little bit of zhuzh to get down and towards the chest.
Okay.
All right. And like, I'm going to run down the hallway.
Yep.
I'm going to leap onto his hand so he can like push me forward. And I want to spin through the air so that I can close the back of the chest with my foot, you know?
Okay.
I'm going to kick it shut.
I would really like to just awesome. Be the D6 edition here. And he can be all acrobatics.
I'm going to need some acrobatics from you.
Aye.
And give me a D6.
Oh, God.
That's a 5. I'm doing my part.
Oh, no, I lost the dice. where did the dice go?
He only has one D20, guys. This could be the end of the podcast.
No. Yeah. No. Where is he?
Remember to tune in to www.half-party.com for all your fan art and character sheet needs, even though I still haven't put my character sheet up.
I found it.
Oh, we're back.
It's on the dice. It was a 15, but I'm going to add my acrobatics to it, which was 5. So it's a mod 20.
Plus my 5.
Plus 5.
Plus his 5.
Okay, so you sprint down the hallway. And you're getting ready to leap out of this thing, and you see the stirrup hands out in front of you, and you put your foot in it perfectly, and you feel this extra push as you get out there, and you twist through the air, and right between two goblins that are loading stuff into this chest, you slam the lid shut as you kick it with your powerful feet, and bam!
I'm right.
And roll on the ground. You do take 2 points of fall damage.
Yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense.
As soon as I launch him, I am just going to lower myself down.
Okay.
So, like, go out and then just kind of lower myself down because I know that he's this blur. I can probably get down without taking too much damage. And then I'm going to be moving towards them.
How do you lower yourself down?
Well, I imagine this is an opening, right?
Yep.
So I'm just going to, I'm going to sit on, you know, just kind of like pommel myself and see if I can just hold down, because it's 15 feet up, right?
You're trying to like rock climb down?
I don't even want to rock climb down. I just want to hang from my arms and then drop.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it's only like 7 feet or something that I'm falling.
I think if you're doing that, you don't get to be in on the surprise round at the beginning, but will be down safely. And as you drop down, so Mary's kind of following Solo up, and she's positioned at the mouth of the tunnel. Yeah, she's ready to rock.
Great.
Let's
roll initiative. What?
Roll initiative.
I'd like to. Yeah, damn it. I'm going to attack as soon as I can.
Yeah, we're going to have a surprise round for Mary and Solo. You ready?
I am ready.
We're ready.
My initiative was a 14.
Okay.
I am wondering who gets on the surprise round, who gets in first, though.
It'll be...
You'll be up first.
Oh, she rolled... what did she roll?
9.
And I got a 15.
I'm going to break up the goblins into two groups, and then have the...
Bobblehead as his own?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi. Well, I'm going to move on.
Goblin has got a 1 for the first group. And a 1 for the second group.
Oh.
They're really surprised.
They're super surprised. And a 13 for the big helmet.
For Bobblehead.
All right. So first things first, we are going to have Solo make his attack. So right now you've got two guys loading stuff in that are right next to you. You probably rolled by one of them. And then two guys who are off towards the side of the room, and then the big helmeted guy is probably about 10 feet away from you towards the door from where you're at.
Got it. I am going to attack. I'm going to, right in front of me, the guy next to the chest on the left-hand side of the chest.
Yep.
I'm gonna pop him with my right fist.
Okay.
Okay. So that's just going to be my regular attack. That's
advantage on the attack.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. That's worse. Whatever. That is going to be an 18 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, so the first one is doing damage. That's 7 points of damage.
But nice.
With the old right. And then I'm going to use a key point so I can do a flurry of blows.
There you go.
Open hand technique. And I'm gonna hit the guy on the right-hand side this time.
Okay.
Boom, straight in the chest. And then with the second one, I'm going to go back to the left-hand guy up through the jaw.
Oh, yeah. That's some style. Give me, since this is a little bit of an acrobatic move, give me an acrobatics check.
Sure. That is going to be a 16.
Beautiful. And then you've got advantage on the first hit.
So the first hit. Okay, that is going to be a 15.
That hits.
And then the second hit is a 14.
That ties, yeah. That hits.
Got it.
Now they both need to make saves against your...
Yeah, and the save I want them to make is actually going to be a strength save, or they get pushed 15 feet away.
Okay.
And so I'm planning on trying to push one as far away and push the other 15 feet in a diagonal, like up and over.
Nice.
What is your wisdom modifier?
And my wisdom modifier is plus 2.
So they have to beat a 12.
Oh, I have this written down. 8 plus my proficiency plus my wisdom.
So that's cool. 8 plus 4, right?
Yep.
Okay.
That's a fail on the first, and a nat 20 on the second. So the second guy does not move.
Got it. The first guy takes 5 points of damage.
5 points of damage.
And the second guy takes another 7 points of damage.
Nice.
Because the second guy is the guy I clocked the first time.
Yep. And he's the guy who's still with you. The other guy, as this hit comes in right in his chest, he does the boom, and his chest kind of caves back a little bit, and he just slides across the floor and slams into the wall. And he takes another 2 points of damage from sliding into the wall.
And I bring my fist back, and I kiss the right hand for doing some work.
Yeah.
And I get ready the left hand for the next things that are going to go down.
Oh, yeah. And Mary from up in the tunnel takes aim at the big guy with both guns blazing.
Crossbows, guys, for our audience. Yep. They're crossbows.
Crossbows. Crossbow guns.
We do not have a gunslinger.
Zero guns. And her first shot is a little wide, and the second one, falling right on its heels, finds its mark and does a little chunk of 5 damage. Next up as we get into regular initiative order, is Merrick.
I want to close with Bubblehead.
Okay. You've got plenty of movement to do that. It's not a big room.
Okay, so give me just the lay of the land. I've come down 15 feet off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's a treasure room with a domed roof. What's our arena look like? How big is the room overall? Is it circular? Is it rectangular?
Circular.
Square?
Okay. Circular, about 30 feet in diameter.
Okay.
And right now, everyone's pretty spread out as far as
is the Bobblehead the by room. The door?
Bobblehead is towards the door, about 10 feet away from it.
All right, I want to position myself so that I am between him and the door in case he tries to run. And okay. If I hear anything through that door, I'm blocking it off.
Right.
That's my movement position. So I'd like to get up in there, get up in his biznash. I'm going to take two swings.
Okay.
Two swings at Bobblehead. A 17. Does a 17 hit Bobblehead?
17 hits Bobblehead.
Okay. Does a 12 hit Bobblehead?
12 does not.
Okay, great. So then what we're going to do here,
damage.
No sneak attack on this one.
Yes, I do, because of my swashbuckler.
Because you're a swashbuckler. Attaboy.
I forgot that the last time we fought. So
nice.
That's real good. 11 points of damage with that hit.
Ooh. I need to give these guys more health.
No, I mean, you don't have to.
There's only two of us and no healer.
Hey, there's three.
Right. So yeah, that's and there I am. I'm right there and I'm just trying to take him on here.
Cool. Next up is Solo.
So the guy who obviously is trying to challenge me because his body didn't go flying.
He thinks he's tough.
I'm gonna come in with the right and then my bonus action just come in with the silence.
Cool. See if you can shut him down.
I'm going to re-roll that one. Like, it was a one. I'm lucky. Going to re-roll it. That's a little bit better. That's a 14.
14 hits.
Okay, and the second one is much better. That's a 19.
There you go.
So you just 1-2 this guy. Cut, cut!
1-2. First punch, 7 points of damage. Second punch, 4 points of damage. So silence comes in with 4.
Okay. And with that second hit, this goblin crumples to the ground, and this time his body does slide away from you in giving up his ground.
And I kind of crack silence a little bit. I'm like, that's right, don't challenge silence.
He's feeling so good. Next up is the bobblehead, and he sees this rogue standing in front of him. I don't like that. And he grabs this two-handed axe that's very short. It's a very short, very big blade. And he takes this axe and he spins with himself around and tries to hit you, like whirlwinding, coming at you. And spinning with this thing.
I guess he's probably going to hit, it would be my guess.
Oh, he's definitely going to hit for 22 to hit. And 6 points of damage as this axe comes and catches you right in the shoulder. It's a little off-putting to see this very short, very big head spinning around with this very short axe that's got a very big head on it as well. Next up is a Mary who's going to keep following her orders and unload again on the bobblehead. First attack hits. Second attack hits as well. And both bolts come in this time. Oh, for a total of 15 points of damage.
Gesundheit.
And as those two bolts come in, he definitely takes this big stumble as they kind of pin him both in the shoulders, and he boom, boom off, it throws him out of his whirlwind and kind of makes him take a step to the side. Next up is the two goblins that were far away from the chest when you dove into the room. They're both going to close on the dive bombing monk and come at you with short swords. The first attack is a 14 to hit.
Does not hit.
First swing comes in and goes wide, and he kind of takes an extra step and goes right next to you, kind of flanking as the other guy makes his approach. And that's another 14. Another swing comes in, and they're kind of, what is this? This is not supposed to happen here. And swings and misses. Next up is the other goblin that you had already hit once really solidly. And as that goblin kind of gets to his feet again, he stands up and sees that his leader is in danger, and he makes his way over to.
Yeah, he's only got 15 feet of movement, and he knocked him 15 feet away, right?
Yep.
So,
but the way it works out is like he knocked him from the middle of the room to the side, and then he just has to make a shortcut back to where you guys are.
Okay. I'm just hoping that we didn't get him to there.
He's making it, and he's going to swing, and he's not even close to hitting with a 9.
Because the wind is still blown out of him.
Right, he's still feeling a wheezing goblin. Next up is Merrick.
Mary, take care of this little one. And I'm going to then use my my attacks are now trying to just knock the big guy unconscious.
And she goes, with pleasure.
Okay.
So knock this guy out.
That's my intention is bobblehead. I want to have my two attacks be non-lethal damage to take bobblehead out. Because I feel...
Cool.
Looking at him, that I might be able
he
to do
he looks
that.
Pretty messed up. So you're kind of like, imagine you're coming in with like the hilt of your sword, like smashing him right in the forehead.
Right. Does 14 cool. hit him?
14 does not hit.
Okay, let's see what the next one is. That one will hit. So that is 23.
Just barely.
Oh, that's good. So that's 6 plus 6 plus 3 is 15 points of non-lethal like knockout damage.
This hilt comes in and just boom, and you see him do the yeah.
Because he's got a bobblehead. He's got this huge head. It's like
and the shakes get bigger and bigger as he boom falls to the ground.
So that was I just was my next the next part will be what I'll do is I'll put I'll just pivot around him so I have his body in between. The goblin that just came up and me, because I cannot get opportunity attacks because of Toujours l'audace.
Next up, Solo. You got two guys ready to party.
So when I dodge that first one, dodge that second one, when he comes down, I want to use my left fist to hit him in the back of the head towards the treasure chest.
So that you hit him and then he hits the chest?
Yeah, his momentum goes straight into the chest. So I want to use my left to slam him down into it, and then I'll do like a karate chop in his back with my right hand.
Cool. I'm going to say that that's if vicious. You're doing this as a cold shot on that first one, we'll give you a higher AC, but then a added damage.
Okay.
Cool.
Don't say it.
No, you didn't.
Don't you? No.
Do you need to see it?
No, okay, I believe you. I believe you. This is.
I'll take the photo. I'll just photo this.
It's only your first one of the day, so.
I totally believe
it.
We're just going to send this photo right off. Just 1 second. Sorry, viewers.
How many 20s does that dice have on it?
Well, we had 3 last week.
7.
I just decided to start a running total of like his crit fails and his 20s, just for fun.
Yeah.
He's had one, but he's re-rolled it.
In this photo, you're going to see all my notes on the contents of the room. And the fact that that's a nat 20.
That's great.
I love this game.
I think we can just say this goblin's dead, right?
So.
Nat 20. Here we are.
Nat 20!
Give me 20!
Give it to me.
How do you want to do this?
Yeah, just give me a word picture, because you are going to beat the ever-loving bejesus out of this boy.
So as his momentum was going forward... I'm like kind of like leap in the air and throw my left fist towards
shit.
Him. So that I smash,
soldier.
I want to winter soldier his face straight into
the edge of the chest.
Treasure chest. And then instead of that karate chop that I was talking about, you know, yep. I come back, boom, and like hit it even harder into the chest.
Oh, so you're bringing him 1-2, right? You're like speed bagging his head into this yeah. chest.
Exactly.
Oh, American History X. We really should have put a corner protector on that.
You really should have, because this guy's face is just bloody, and he does this look around thing at you, and then falls, just slumps next to the chest.
Oh, that was... Did you hurt your hand? I heard the crack all the way over here. Try to be quiet.
No, that was the chest.
Don't open it.
Next up is Bobblehead, who's already down. Mary... takes her aim on this new, smaller quarry. And she looses both bolts, and one of them finds its way into the target for another 7 points of damage.
Because that guy had been hit and knocked, so he's looking pretty rough.
Yeah, he's looking pretty bad right now.
Okay.
But not down. Next up is the goblin near Solo, who's seeing this is... a little shaken.
He just saw something terrifying.
But he's got resolve, and he kind of he grits his teeth, and he closes his eyes, and he swings with an 11. And it's not a good day. He misses, and you see a small tear coming out of his evil goblin eye.
Because he knows what's going to happen.
He knows exactly what's going to happen. And the goblin near Merrick is not feeling so good. He's got an arrow, a bolt in his shoulder, and he's gonna swing and whip around, and he closes his eyes while he does it, and he misses. These are not trained soldiers.
No, I'm assuming they're not. They don't have that much armor on either. I mean, they got
no. They really have no business being here.
And they probably didn't sign a contract for this sort of situation.
No, they just feed treasure to the spooky chest.
Yeah, they're having a bad day.
Yeah.
They hot dog when they should have pizza. Yep.
Yep. Merrick.
I guess we're just gonna try and knock this one out too, because okay. He had enough wherewithal to come back to his boss. And I just don't. I also, in my heart of hearts, I really want someone to teach solo goblin. So like, I'm hoping that I can maybe just knock him out and convince him to be our friend.
Okay, I like that.
Actually, yeah, that's what we gotta do. I need to subdue him. I was like, maybe I should knock him out. I'm gonna subdue him. We're going two subdue strikes.
Bring him down.
Okay, so an 11 will miss, but the modified 20 will hit.
That will definitely hit.
Okay. I don't know where he's at hit point, but here we go. Oh, that feels so good. 8 plus 6 plus 3. So that's 14 plus 3, 17 non-lethal.
Super down.
Super down. Like, and I would actually like it. I like to just step around his boss's body and like kind of like faint with that other one, almost like it was an intentional miss. And then just, and I'll be like, shh. And like, I'll catch him. And I'm like, shh, shh, shh. It's all right, sweet prince.
Lay him down on the ground.
I just lay him right in the crook of the arm of Bubblehead. And I'm just like, shh. Then I'm going to move to the door to make sure it's locked and secure.
Okay.
That's the end of my turn.
Okay, next up is Solo.
Hi. So the one who just made his choice and his bed, and he's decided to sleep in it, I'm going to hit him.
Cool.
With two fists.
I think that's appropriate.
First one's a 14.
Hits.
And the second one is a 19.
Beautiful. 1-2.
1-2.
Because this guy hasn't taken much damage.
This guy's fresh as a daisy.
Okay.
Fresh as a daisy. That's going to be 5 points on the first hit.
Nice.
And that is 5 points on the second hit. Boom, boom. And both of those were just in the gut, you know?
Body shots.
All while making eye contact with him.
Work the kidneys. Work the kidneys.
And it shakes him a little bit. Why is this guy so evil? Next up is Mary, who, taking her cue, aims at the last standing goblin.
Pew, 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 pew.
And she hits with both, one being a crit.
Oh, oh. How does Mary want to do this?
I get, and like, eye contact is still happening. Like, we've got locked eyes, and there's a bolt coming from behind.
And Mary does 18 points of damage.
Ooh.
And
ooh.
It's like one bolt hits his shoulder and spins him around. The other bolt, as he looks up, realizing what's up above him, goes right in his mouth and through the back of his throat.
Ugh.
And he falls down dead. And Mary begins to climb down.
And I go, Mary! And I wink at her.
Shh, keep it quiet.
Sorry, Mary!
No, okay.
And I wink one more time.
She gives you a little wink back. And at the door, roll a perception check to see if you can hear any disturbance outside. And you'll check for the lock, too.
I'm going to start dragging bodies towards the door as well.
Six.
It's a six?
Yeah, I got a six.
Okay. Nothing coming at the door.
Didn't use my fist. Is it locked?
Yeah.
Does a six let me know that it's locked?
It doesn't look like it's locked. It just looks closed.
Is there a way I can lock it?
Right now, there's nothing really, not on the inside. You don't see an interior
Medic,
lock.
Help me out. And I want to put as many bodies in front of the door as possible.
You're piling the little goblin bodies up in front of the door?
I'm dragging the small ones, and then I'll put the two guys who are unconscious on top of the heap.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, be careful with the small one.
As you guys do, Mary's helping out, and you guys manage to pile them all up.
I would like to tie up the unconscious ones.
Okay.
And gag
them. Give me a sleight of hand check. Tie some knots.
I'm gagging Bobblehead. I really want to be a little bit nicer to the little
He's still one. Got his helmet on.
I take off his helmet.
As you take off his helmet, you see that he is not a goblin, but actually a halfling.